brothers and sisters. There's still quite a few seats up the front if people are looking for seats. Okay, well, welcome to this meeting of the Antioch community, the first meeting of our new academic year. Anybody pleased about that? Yes. Good, good. My name is Arthur DeLargy, and I'll be leading us through our time this afternoon. Some really important announcements. Where are the toilets? So to my right and down the stairs, there's a set of toilets. Right behind me, you access it to my right and around the back of the church are the disabled toilets. And then if you still need toilets, to my left and upstairs and downstairs are also a set of toilets. We're not expecting a fire drill today, so if an alarm goes off, it really is a fire, and so our escape routes are either directly out the back door or around the side, through the side door here, or right downstairs and out the back door. And we assemble at the health centre, the lay-by beside the health centre, which is across the road and just down a bit. So important things to tell you about before we start. With it being the start of a new year, there are lots of new people to welcome. I recognize some of the new people who have arrived, but let me ask, first of all, maybe the servants of the word, if they've got at least one brother, possibly more, to introduce to us. Ken? That's quite a trip, Daniel. Good to see you. Any other guests? Is JP? Great. And you may have some other people to welcome next weekend, I guess. Yeah. Neil, you've got somebody to introduce, haven't you?
She was Louis.
Okay. Apologies. Okay. All right. Eleanor.
I just want to welcome Karen, who's here from Dublin by Bristol, and
she's visiting us today. Great. Welcome, Karen. Okay. I'd also like to welcome Mr. and Mrs. Bick Jr. to our meeting today. I'm looking for Emzo. Is Emzo here? No, he's not. Okay. All right. I'll leave that to him to do something later. Okay. Well, please say hello to these brothers and sisters. Have I missed anybody? Is anybody else here who'd like to be introduced? Sorry. No? Okay. Well, please say hello to these brothers and sisters and welcome them among us. So usually we do announcements at the end of our meetings, but for various reasons, I'm going to ask Tom and Mags to give a couple of announcements about the community anniversary weekend now. So, Mags.
Hello. This is going to be an exciting announcement, so hold on to your hats. This is about transport up to the Frontier Centre next weekend. And we are in the exciting position of having exactly as many places in cars as bums that need to be in cars. So that means that if you think you're going to the Frontier Centre and you didn't A, put it on the form, B, tell Peter Coyle, or C, tell me, then that might be interesting. You might be getting a train. So speak to me at the meeting. And if you are a driver who hasn't told us, like good Lois Baz and Larissa have told us that they have spaces, then I also want to know that. And if you're somebody who changes your mind or knows somebody who might be in the process of changing their mind, then please come and talk to me and I will be very gracious. Thank you.
Well, we look forward to welcoming lots and lots of you at the anniversary weekend. I don't have a whole lot to say, but just there are a few people that I'm sort of expecting to come, but I haven't heard anything from you. So you can still fill in the survey, that would tell me. That came in an email. If you have any question, you can contact me best by email. Now, if you have not told me about, you know, you're vegetarian or you're allergic to this or that for the food, it's too late. All right? I've had to tell the center all of the numbers and who's got what allergies and so on, and they need advance warning. So at least let me know, and we'll see what we can do, but probably nothing. You'll be bringing your own food. Many of you will want to know, how do we pay for this? Quickly. I have no idea whether money is coming in. So you just give at the best thing is at the Antioch bank transfer to the account we all know and love. Other than that, you can bring a check, cash, if you absolutely must. But I don't keep track of who's paid up what. So, but if you have a question of how much should we be paying, and you don't know from the email I sent, you can get a hold of me too, and I'll let you know. Okay.
Thank you. I don't know who he was, but he looked a bit like Tom Bick, didn't he? Any other announcements? Emzo, would you like to tell us anything?
Hi, everyone. I'm not sure all of you have been captured, but I just want to let all of you know that we've gotten
congratulations to you both. Okay, well, what else is happening this afternoon? It's already been quite an afternoon, hasn't it? There's not going to be a talk. I know you're all disappointed to hear that. And that's partly because it's our first meeting back after the summer recess, and that tends to be what we do. But we also want to start off this year, where we left off before the summer, in worship, obviously, in presenting ourselves before the Lord and in listening to him. So that's really what we're going to be about this afternoon. And as a community, we regularly have weeks of prayer and fasting. Every year, we at least have 1 week of prayer and fasting. For many of us, this summer has kind of felt like an extended week of prayer and fasting, or a summer of prayer and fasting, as we've just been praying through various things that have been going on. So that's what we're going to do today, is really, if you like, take a time to respond to what we've heard from the Lord over the summer, and many of us have heard from the Lord over the summer, I'm sure. So we're going to take an extended time of charismatic, spirit-led worship, which Owen is going to lead us in, Owen and the band. If you have any prophetic senses, if you have any words of encouragement from the Lord, or just bring those to me. I'll be sitting over there or standing here. And depending on how the Holy Spirit leads us today, we'll either be offering prayer ministry at the end of the meeting, or we'll be having an open mic for people to share about some of the things that God's been doing in their lives over the summer and a time of intercession. So we'll just see what the Holy Spirit does today. But we've got a plan A and a plan B, and the Holy Spirit's got a plan one. So, and then after the meeting, Anthony and Julie are going to be offering a training session on our child safety policy. That's going to be in the hall at the back, so upstairs in the hall at the back, which we've had many events in before. You're encouraged to attend, particularly if you haven't done this session either online or in person over the last 3 or 4 years. But if you can't make this one for various reasons, then there's going to be another session coming soon. So before we continue, obviously it's right and fitting that we recognize the passing of our sovereign, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, not just our head of state, but also head of the Anglican Church. She's gone to glory. She's gone from wearing a temporal crown to one that's everlasting. Many tributes have been rightly paid to her over the last few days, including this one that maybe Pete can... Oh, you've been already. Thanks, Pete. This one from Sir Keir Starmer, leader for the Labour Party. He said, "Her death robs our country of its stillest point, its greatest comfort at precisely a time when we need those things most." So let's just pause for a moment and just reflect on her life, obviously with sadness for her passing, but also in hope for the life of the age to come that she's inherited. And then one of Roz or Neil will lead us in a prayer of thanks for her life. Okay.
God of love and sovereign of heaven, we thank you for the life of Queen Elizabeth, for her service to our nation, and for her faith in you and witness to your truth. Be close to all who mourn, that we and they may find comfort and hope in you. We pray for our new king, that you would bless his reign and the life of our nation. Help us to work together so that truth and justice, harmony, flourish among us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
As Keir Starmer said, for our country, the Queen has been stillest point and greatest comfort. For us, it's the Lord Jesus. For us, it's the Lord Jesus who is our stillest point, the fixed point in our lives and our greatest comfort. And as I was praying over the summer and as I was praying for this meeting today, I've never been more aware of my need for the Lord Jesus in my life. And I've never been more aware of his closeness to me in prayer as well. And I just experienced that as a sense for us as Antioch, that the Lord wants us to know in a new way his closeness to us. He wants us to know in a new way his presence with us and the hope that he has for us and the comfort that he has for us. The letter that most of you received at the start of the summer from the leadership team is a reminder to us of the scars that we still carry. And a lower back, maybe for many of us, it doesn't feel like it did before. Some of us are really hurting. Life perhaps feels like we've been robbed, the same way as Sir Keir Starmer described the death of Her Majesty, robbed of our joy, robbed of our peace, just when we needed them most. But the Lord reminds us that he has more for us. And I was reflecting on a passage in Isaiah 43 from verse 19 and onwards, where the Lord declares this truth to his people. "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more." And it's true that things may never be the same again for us. But after loss and after pain and after emptiness and after crucifixion comes resurrection. And we see this in Scripture, not only in the story of our Lord Jesus, but we see it in the stories of Jeremiah, the stories of Job, Jonah, David, Gideon, and so many other people. What came next is greater and stronger than what went before. And why is that? It's because they encountered God's presence. They encountered God speaking to them. They encountered God's redemption in the midst of their loss, in the midst of their weakness. And that's what the Lord wants for us. So when we encounter God, as we are today, we encounter his love, his grace, his mercy, and that allows us to be healed, and that allows us to move forward in our journey. And of course, we encounter him as we worship, which is why we're going to spend the rest of the day worshiping him. So let's stand, and let's just take a moment to present ourselves before the Lord. As we enter worship, let's cry out to him, to say to him, I know you're with me, and I will follow you. To experience his transforming grace, changing pain into joy, changing our weakness into God's strength. So let's just take a moment, come into his presence, and enter his presence in worship, giving thanks for our great and merciful King. Amen.